Around about this time of year, you'll see various posts online about what's the current trends in recruiting, what's the current trends in resourcing, what's the current trends to grow your business, all that sort of stuff. And one of the things people often ask us about is content, because we are perceived as knowing a fair bit about content marketing, which actually we do. And so I wanted to put together this particular podcast around some of the trends that are going to make a bigger impact in 2017 when it comes to your content marketing. And this is based on what's happening for our clients at the moment, and also what we're noticing in the market is actually working. So let's get into it.
Welcome to the Recruitment, Marketing and Sales Podcast. An obsessive focus on marketing and sales is the only way to accelerate your agency growth. So listen in now as we share the latest strategies and techniques guaranteed to deliver you more placements and profit.
So hi there everyone, this is Denise from Superfast Recruitment. And today's subject, and it's an important topic, is actually the trends around content marketing in 2017 that you really do need to be aware of. Now, you may be listening to this on iTunes, or you may be, you know, listening to this on the Superfast Recruitment blog, whichever's fine. If you are on iTunes, head over and you can get a transcription of this. If it's the other way around, you can actually subscribe on iTunes and you'll get more regular updates. So let me get into this with you, because I think this is really, really important. For those of you who haven't yet embraced content marketing, now is definitely the time to do it. If you are ever wondering what it can bring to your business, it can bring so much to your business. We consistently now get our clients coming back to us, telling us how, because they've shared a certain blog post or they've written some emails, that they've got candidates and clients engaged with them, coming back to them, and bringing, you know, consistent flow of leads into the business. Because when it comes to your brand recognition, which savvy recruitment owners really, really want that, then blogging, email and social media have the highest recorded brand engagement. So you must really embrace this in 2017 if you want to make a big impact in your market, because if you don't, your competitor down the road most certainly will. Remember the buyer's cycle? People go through the buyer's cycle and content. We all hop online and want the answer to a question. That's where content is going to serve you really well. So let me tell you about five key areas that are really important when it comes to content. And the first one is multiple formats. So we all know about Gen Y and millennials and the new Gen Z potential employees that are coming up through the ranks. These folks like information to digest in various formats, as do many of us actually. So what does that mean for you? Well, yeah, absolutely. You need to have a blog post. You need to have images. You definitely need to embrace video as part of your content mix. And here I am with a podcast, which is becoming more and more popular across not just our podcast, but multiple podcasts across different sectors. It will make a huge difference for you, and it's really, really easy to do. So it's about providing content in multiple formats for your market to consume. And the more that they can consume about you and your brand, the better it's going to be for you. Now, the second thing that you will notice we do quite a lot, particularly on podcasts, I think the last podcast that I recorded was about Santa and electric toothbrushes. And that's about storytelling, because marketing is all about telling stories. Because when you tell a story, we are wired as human beings to love stories. We engage with them. We make meaning from them. There's another term I'm going to throw at you here about metaphors. So if you can use different metaphors, you might use a metaphor with your children to help explain a concept or why they might want to do something. So, you know, storytelling is really important. So if you are telling a story in your content, people are more engaged. And you know what? Engaged customers, candidates, clients, talent, they buy, and they might buy your recruitment service or buy into you as a recruiter, which means they want you to represent them rather than someone else. So it's about storytelling. What else? Well, it's about your clients and your candidates that are already on your database that you've worked with. They are special. They're very special people. They are no doubt your primary source of referrals too. How about creating some special content for them? So that would be special content. It can be in various formats. You can have them on a special email list and you send special content to them or special videos to them. In one of our groups, we have an online forum, and regularly Sharon and I will do a video in this particular forum, so we can, you know, something has happened during the week and we update the guys in the forum. And we do it quickly, and it's content specifically for them. And you know what? They like it. And why do they like it? Because they're special, and because you're telling them how important they are by giving them special content. Which leads me on to something else. And the next key thing is, it doesn't have to be perfect. As I record this, there's a whole raft of Facebook Live things going on at the moment, and it's great. It's a great medium. It doesn't need to be perfect, because we now have the ability to access things like our iPhones, recordings, whatever that might be. Then we can use that to our advantage. People aren't expecting perfect, but they're expecting something else. So how about recording a quick video, uploading it to your Facebook page? You know, it could be a story about a candidate that's been in that day that you've registered, and you've been able to place them within sort of like 24 hours. How inspiring do you think that might be for a candidate to hear a story like that from you, and you know, therefore consider actually coming to work with you? The other thing, the final thing, is about giving people what they want, and sometimes being general. So you'll notice on our website and on our podcasts, I will cover everything from marketing to productivity to business growth to sales, and I do it in a light way because I have because I've been around a long time and I've worked in many different sort of disciplines, that I have got a lot of knowledge in different areas, so I share it. Now, as a recruiter, you will have a huge amount of information and knowledge that your candidates and clients will really, really value if you share it with them. So do it. It doesn't always have to be about interview skills. It could be about productivity. It could be about some HR issues. It could be about anything. And as I say, your candidates, clients and talent that are searching you out will really appreciate it. So, you know, there are other things going on in the content world as well. However, those are five key easy to action things that you must consider as we move in to 2017, and you want your content to work even harder for you. Now, for those of you, if you're watching this reading this and listening to this on the Superfast Recruitment blog, you will see at the bottom of this transcription is a link to go and look at content in a slightly different way again. And that's a webinar, and it's a great webinar on email marketing. We're one of my most popular webinars, and so we tend to run them every week. So go and have a look at that, and by all means, sign up for that. And I'm sure that you will enjoy it. So this is Denise from Superfast Recruitment saying bye for now.